and welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Transportation System.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Double Dose of Disney podcast. As always, my name is Brittany and I am joined here by my Disney Springs loving husband, Tony. One of our favorite places to relax when we are on vacation at Walt Disney World is going to Disney Springs. We made a previous episode talking all about the history of Disney Springs and the basic details about it. If you don't know, Disney Springs is Walt Disney World's shopping and dining district. It is free for anyone to get into. If you are staying at a Disney resort, there are buses that will take you from your resort over to Disney Springs and back. So this week we're sharing our must-dos from shopping and dining and everything in between.
Yeah, so it's basically, it's an outdoor mall.
Right.
But it has Disney's own, like, touch. So it's not just like, oh, you know, our typical mall that, you know, where you come from. It's got so much more. There's, like, so much more to do, see. It's, like, so clean. It's basically a must-do. At least a half day on your off day.
Yeah, when I'm planning vacations for people to Walt Disney World, I always recommend to spend some time in Disney Springs. Typically, we spend at least an evening there, if not a day there. We used to go to Disney Springs the first night of every trip. We broke tradition with that this past trip. With having our twin 3-month-old daughters with us for the first time, we ended up staying in a resort and we changed it up and spent an entire day at Disney Springs later on in our vacation. So like Tony said, either way, like you're missing out if you don't go to Disney Springs. It costs you nothing. You don't have to you don't have to buy anything there. You don't have to do anything that costs money. You could just walk around and just see it. Like you said, it's a really nice shopping center with Disney flair to it. That's what I always tell people.
And it has the biggest Disney store.
It does. In the world. Yes.
So just for that reason, like you can basically see anything and buy your thing
sensory
that you want.
Sensory overload. Yeah.
Probably top three.
What?
It excuse my mind, but the one we always go to is a little smaller, has more like fun, kind of like retro, about the tank top, the automation tank
Market,
top.
Marketplace co-op.
Yeah, that one's always like a little hidden gem too.
Yeah.
It's like a kind of like boutique style, like just a little smaller.
Right.
Compared to the monstrosity.
The
before.
Big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so currently Disney Springs has 95 different stores to choose from when you're on your vacation. Disney says the slogan for Disney Springs is happily whatever you're after, because you can really do anything there. They've got 95 shopping locations. There's 69 places to grab food from. And then there's a ton of different entertainment options too. We won't get into the entertainment options today. Maybe we'll touch on like live music or something. But there's some different entertainment options, like a hot air balloon or the Cirque du Soleil show, things like that that you can do, as well as like a movie theater if you're wanting to see a movie while you're at Disney Springs.
Never done.
No, we've never done any of the entertainment
probably
options.
Won't do
until we're living there.
Yeah,
I think it would be cool to go see, like, so when Haunted Mansion came out this past summer, I was like, it would be so cool to be seeing Haunted Mansion at Disney Springs, because they like roll out a red carpet for it, or it was a purple carpet in that case, I believe. And then they'll have like special like snacks, just like Disney does for everything else for the premieres. So without further ado, what is your favorite shopping location at Disney Springs?
None of the above. No shopping.
You don't like shopping at Disney Springs. Yes, I mean, you do.
There's a couple. And the top of the list is more of a fun one. It's one that I don't ever buy anything at. But you have to go in there because you probably pass it by thinking that, oh, it's, you know, no fun here. You can't try anything on. It's Chapel Hat Shop.
You love going in there.
All the locations are going to be up to you.
Yeah.
Because you're the expert. I just work here.
Who?
You.
Me? What do you mean?
So where it's located?
Chapel Hat Shop?
So I think it's right.
It's in the landing section of Disney Springs. It's right down from, like, if you're walking to the boathouse, take a right at the boathouse, and it's in the landing
they
section.
They literally encourage you to try all the hats on. They have the top hats. They got all the the old guy hats you want to wear in there. It's just fun.
Yeah.
They have some regular hats. It's real small, but just but like, you got to go in there. I mean,
you've never bought anything there, right? I don't think so.
Very close.
Tony, like, they have, like, fedoras, and you're right, we did hear the, I think it's the guy who owns it, say, or the manager.
Yeah, encourage you to try mine.
Right.
I mean, just, as long as you don't lice or something, you're good.
Yeah.
Use your era if you do.
That's a fun thing about Disney Springs, is they have some locations, like, they have an Under Armour store, they have a Lululemon, they have Free People, Columbia, like, traditional stores that you would find in a shopping center.
Yeah, I'm not going to see that.
Right.
House, like, or our house here.
Yeah. Yeah. And stores like that are really fun to go into.
That's the whole point. Unique stuff. Different stuff.
I'm trying to think of, like, the other, like, unique, like, things that they have. I think they have, like, something, like, there was, like, a kiosk or something for people that are left-handed, or they have, like, dog stuff at different places and stuff like that. My favorite shopping location at Disney Springs is one that you already mentioned, but it's Marketplace Co-op. I love going to Marketplace Co-op at Disney Springs. It is in the Marketplace section of Disney Springs, of course, which is kind of like if you take a ride share into Disney Springs, if you take like Uber or Lyft into Disney Springs, you go through a side entrance, not the main entrance that you're dropped off by the buses, and it's going to be over in that area. It's right past World of Disney. If you keep going past World of Disney, it's over in that area. And the Marketplace is, like what Tony said, it's like a bunch of different little boutiques all in one location. So they've got like apparel, accessories, personalized tech gear and gadgetry, which was like magic bands, I believe, that they had.
But it's not boutique. It's just set up in that
It's set up like a boutique, but it's not. They have pet items. There's home decor in there. There's this really fun, it's a car from the Mr. Toad's Wild Ride that you can sit in and take photos of. They used to have the vault collection up there during the 50th anniversary. They have like 100 years of Disney stuff there right now that's on sale, actually. So if you're going there, you should check that out. But there's also at the very end, and I'm blanking on the name of it right now, but what is the store that you bought the Haunted Mansion t-shirt, the tank top in? If you go into the Marketplace Co-op and you go directly, to like
past
the end of it,
dog stuff.
It's a store that has like, or it's the store that has like, they had like a whole Haunted Mansion collection. Tony got a tank top from there. He also like kicked himself because he wanted to buy a Haunted Mansion sweatshirt from there and he couldn't. I've gotten Stony Clover ears from there before. I've gotten really cool like Walt Disney Studio stuff from there too. We usually always find something in that store.
Yeah, and that's the only one you found your ears in one time.
I said, my Stony Clover ears. Yeah, and then this past time too, there's a really fun Minnie Mouse collection that's out right now. So if you're going to Disneyland the next couple of weeks, check it out. I got the red and pink ears and they have like really fun like daisy prints on them. But they have like those there and stuff like that. They have like kind of trendier items.
The thing about Disney Springs though, like there's only about 4 or 5 places maybe.
Oh, it's called Trendy, duh. Trendier items, trendy. Okay, anyway, sorry. What?
It is. Because you're not going to find that your typical like mall or outdoor mall. Like,
yeah.
Most of them you're going to, and there's a bunch of high end stuff. Like, you know, you're not going to go stop it.
No, and you're right. Like there's Marketplace Co-op, there's World of Disney, there's a toy store that's like, of course, Disney themed toys. There is one that is called, I believe it's called Ever After Shop, and that has like all of like the Disney Duty and Burke.
You're gonna go there, you're gonna go like,
and then Disney
like
style.
A Lego store.
Yeah.
You're not gonna go to Fabletics.
No, you're right. We stopped in Fabletics before though. Didn't you buy something?
I mean, it's obviously fun to go, like, we do everything.
Yeah. If you have the time, but yes, prioritize the unique things to Disney. I'm surprised you didn't pick World of Disney as your favorite store.
Nope.
You wanted to go off the grid.
Yep.
Also too, another store that we love going into is the Crystal Arts. If actually Crystal Arts is at Magic Kingdom. It's the Arribas Brothers store.
The blown glass store.
Yes. In
their own stuff.
In Disney Springs. And if you don't know, the Arribas Brothers have like this really strong history with Disney.
Follow them.
Yeah, if you're not following them on TikTok, you should be following them. It's the Arribas Brothers.
You can see, they're, Magic Kingdom everywhere.
They have a shop in every Disney park around the world. So what it is the Arribas Brothers were handpicked by Walt Disney at the World's Fair because they created hand-blown glass. Now they create, of course, hand-blown glass all themed to Disney. So it's Disney characters. There was like a $650,000 crystal statue of Magic Kingdom.
I think it was $500,000.
Oh, I said $650,000. It wasn't that much.
Yeah, it was half a million.
But anyway, they are really cool. They're also typically hand blowing glass when you come in there, so it's a really cool place to like stop and see. And if you follow them on TikTok, like we said, they do a great job of sharing like the history of the company. Okay, next up, favorite quick service location.
What do you got?
I have two. Well, I have two in case you pick one of mine, so I have an alternate.
Oh, then yeah, there you go. You go, I go, you again.
Okay, so I am going to go with the Polite Pig for the reason that the Polite Pig is an incredible barbecue location at Disney Springs. They have appetizers. They have awesome barbecue. They have a whole bourbon bar that's actually located outside. You can get a bourbon flight there.
So you've done an overview of the place. What have you tried there?
So I've gotten the Brussels sprouts there, and I've loved the Brussels sprouts there. We have not eaten there. So I have two, actually. I have one place that I've eaten at that I love, too. But
so it's a fan favorite, but it's not necessarily one that you try because you know them for a favorite.
I like it. Okay, listen to me.
On the spot.
I like a Polite Pig. I like what I've eaten there. I like always going and grabbing a drink there because it's a great spot to like sit and
so
people
you
watch.
That one for the wrong category.
Hold on. To sit and people watch. I also picked it because it's a quick service meal on the dining plan. So for people who have the dining plan, this is like one of the best options for the dining plan for a quick service meal, especially at Disney Springs, because this barbecue location has gotten a Michelin star, which is an incredible award for restaurants. So that's why I picked it. My actual favorite is Chicken Guy. And if you don't know, Chicken Guy is located in Town Center of Disney Springs. This is Guy Fieri's chicken location. So they have like, they specialize in tenders. They have fried tenders or grilled tenders. Last trip we went there, I got the grilled tenders. They're also kind of known for all of their sauces. I think they used to have over 20, but now they have 10. Either way, you can get sauces with it. I got like a cilantro chili sauce and it was really good. With coleslaw. It was a good, like, you can either get it as a light meal or you can get it heavier if you want it fried with french fries.
And you can guarantee that every kid is at that place. It's always busy. You better be selective when you go.
Yeah, so.
That's the thing at Disney Springs is you got to go to the places, like, depending on the time. And most people are going to go the quicker things, a little bit, you know, budget friendly. So last time I went, there was a group of 85 kids.
It was
there
a bunch of
us.
Cheerleaders.
No, it was mixed.
Oh, no, you're right, yeah.
I don't know if it was a school trip. I don't know what it was. But basically, they had that whole outdoor section and the one across the street, which wasn't even the same.
Wolfgang Bar, like, outdoor.
Every table, so... Yeah, you can guarantee that all the kids will be there for sure.
Yeah, so if you want to go to Chicken Guy, like Tony said, one of the things you can do is you can order it online. I did that. We walked up and there was a whole group of people that were standing in line. And then there was a cast member that was standing outside with like a QR code. I just scanned the QR code and ordered it, got my food while the people are still standing in line. So I'm not sure like why they were standing in line. But either way, I would recommend ordering it online. Yeah, it did.
You're never going to really walk in and out of that place.
No. If we would have known that, I would have just ordered it while we were walking around so then we could have just walked up and grabbed it.
Their pro tip that you already know. Just mobile order whenever you can.
Yeah. Well, it's not mobile ordering, but it's like ordering online because it's not in Disney World. Okay. What is yours?
What would you think mine would be?
The poutine?
Yeah.
Really? I thought you didn't like it that much.
It's just something different. And it's mysterious. Because it's called Daily Poutine. And it's right outside...
of the World of Disney.
Yeah, World of Disney. So I got the Korean barbecue.
Yeah.
And there's Asian barbecue, pulled pork, kimchi, and sriracha aioli. But right now they added like butter chicken poutine and a buffalo chicken. And it's like a loaded Fritz.
Which one did you get? Which one did you get?
The Korean.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, you're right. You did get the Korean. But you were trying to decide between the butter chicken and the Korean.
And I like them all no matter what. Because like everything together, all mixed together.
It does.
It changes. Every time we go, it's just something mysterious. Like, what? I mean, they got like four of them. And I've never seen the same ones.
So like during the holidays, they have one. I believe it has like cranberry sauce and stuffing. Cranberry sauce and gravy with like turkey. They always have something different. Ever
had, no, but like, and it's a big pile.
It's unique.
It's like $10. It's a huge pile of fries with like different toppings and stuff.
Yeah.
Easy shareable for two or three people and just like walk around.
I had a bite of it and it was actually really good.
It's just one of those you don't know.
Yeah.
What do you got this time?
One of the other like honorable mentions that I would say that we loved at Disney Springs, we tried it this time. It's not necessarily like a quick service location, so it's not going to be on the Disney dining plan. But if you're looking for something quick, there are food trucks that are located directly across from the M&M store at Disney Springs. And we got tostadas from the cilantro food truck. They were so good.
Like, I don't know if those are... They probably have some kind of lease or something.
They're there. Like, so if you look on the Disney Springs website, there's four dining locations. There's four food trucks there. So, yeah, they're on there. I guess, like you said, they have a lease for some period of time. So the cilantro one, we ate at the cilantro one. That was really good. There's also tables along the water there that you can sit at and, like, relax. I'll say majority
is probably Mexican food.
It was front four. There was another one that does burritos, and then there was one that did juices.
Yeah, nobody goes that one.
No. So, next up, your favorite table service location.
Boathouse.
Duh.
What'd you get?
Stop. No, okay, so the Boathouse is located in the landing section of Disney Springs. It's right along the water. It is a steak and seafood location. They do have American food there. If you have the dining plan, it's technically a 2-table service credit meal. I made a TikTok actually about that today. I don't recommend using the Boathouse on your dining plan because depending on what you get, it's not necessarily worth it. So if you get a steak can be $60. But if you get like a sandwich, like let's say you get like a shrimp po' boy or you get the grilled salmon or something like that, it's going to be $20 to $30. Don't use your table service credits on that. I would just pay out of pocket. That's what we did when we ate there when we had the dining plan. But we love eating there. We've eaten there every single trip besides this past one. Did you miss not eating there this past trip?
Always do. But this one was more about trying new stuff that we've never tried.
I agree.
And it's a hot take, whatever you want to call it, but we always dog in Ragged Road. Don't go there. Do not waste your time. There is a couple things we've seen that we haven't tried that are like, you know.
Don't go to Raglan Road for dinner. I'll talk about it in a little bit for fish like another like this is scene.
This is our take. Fish and chips, I don't think they're good there.
No, but the food, but it's a big slab the atmosphere is great.
Yeah.
There's a lot
A tapa and a beer.
And there's a lot of other things you can get there besides the fish and chips. I actually got short ribs there. Like, and that was really, really good.
I think they have a shepherd pie.
They do have shepherd pie.
There's a couple of things we have not tried on there that look really good. The things we...
There's a lot of things on there. Wait, look how big this menu is. We haven't tried any of it.
I'm just trying to help the people out.
No, Tony is right. Like, so Raglan Road is a Irish pub, and it's located in the landing section of Disney Springs. We ate there one time. We were really excited to eat there. They had the fish and chips, which Tony got. They have a great atmosphere. But to eat there for dinner wasn't necessarily like our jam. Like that just
you
wasn't
can get in a Boathouse quicker than this place.
Yeah.
And the food is way better at Boathouse.
Yeah, no, I agree. So well, it's just based off of personal preferences. Yes, yes, yes. It's based off,
So go eat at Boathouse and then just go swing by if you can.
But we are also people who typically like to eat lighter food. Like, we don't like something, like, super heavy all the time.
Oh, I do.
Well, you do, But, like, eating, like, bangers and mash or chicken pot pie isn't something you're probably going to do at Disney.
Yeah.
You would?
I would.
Okay. All right. Since you said the Boathouse, my alternative was somewhere that I said that we need to eat when we go in the future, and that is Frontera Cocina, because you know what I found out? They have the avocado margarita from La Cava. And they have some of the same
margaritas. The frozen one that's pre-mixed?
No, they have some of the same margaritas that La Cava has, including your mezcal, which Tony famously, we were at a friend's house, he had mezcal. Tony said, this smells like pirate water. So our friends are Disney fans. And so they're like, so every time we smell pirate water, we also think it's mezcal. But yeah, they have a lot of the same. I don't know if it's owned by the same people that own La Cava, but they have La Cava avocado. They have the Play with Fire margarita. And that sounds like something that's also at La Cava. So I wanted to go eat there. It's a Mexican food location in the town center section of Disney Springs. It's located, like, it's got like a patio to it and everything like that. We typically don't eat Mexican food when we're at Disney World just because we're from Texas and we can eat it all the time. But this is something like they have Tinga tacos, they have carne asada tacos, carnitas. They have a lot of different stuff. I really want us to go try eating here, like, soon. I think it'd be like good to go eat there for like a lunch or something like that and sit on the patio.
It escapes my mind, but the other honorable mention. The brunch.
Oh, Chef Art Smith's.
Yeah.
Which we have never eaten at yet. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, when I was looking at the table service locations, there's a lot we haven't tried yet. Like, we still want to eat a Paddlefish. We haven't gotten to Paddlefish yet.
We've tried a couple times.
We haven't gotten to Chef Art Smith's yet. We haven't gotten to Summer House on the Lake yet. So really the
That's the thing about going there. Every time you go anywhere in Disney, you're never going to try it all.
Well, and the thing is,
there's always something new opening up, so there's always more to go back and do.
And that's the reason why we didn't eat at the Boathouse this time, because we wanted to try different places, but then we just didn't have a table service location this past trip, since it was our first trip with the girls. Okay, favorite place to grab a drink. I came up with an alternative because I'm pretty sure I know yours.
Playpig.
That's your favorite place to grab a drink?
Yep. Cause
what?
For one, it's usually the first one.
I'm shocked.
We're walking in right on that side. And we don't ever do anything. They have all the whiskey and all the flights and stuff, but you just grab a beer. It's kind of the first thing, and then we go to World Disney right after that.
That's true, we do. And it's really
fun. You
don't
have to go inside. They have like the outside little place where you can just order right there. You don't have to go inside and make a big, you know, long thing, but get a drink and just.
It's always really fun to like keep to people watch there. They have high top tables, they have blue top tables. This past time, Tony just grabbed a beer there.
Don't forget your
flip-flop. This past time, Tony just grabbed a beer there. And I think I just got a water and we just like walked around. We didn't really like hang out there. But yeah, it is a really cool like, place to grab a drink. My place that I chose, or that I figured you were going to say, was Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar.
Not about it. We've only been there twice.
Yeah. Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar is, well, we don't go, like, to bars at Disney Springs all the time.
No, but for me, it was more, I feel like it's more fruity, kind of different drinks. Like, it wasn't, like, a whole lot of, like,
They had
my style.
They had, like, whiskey, like, on, like, whiskey neat and stuff like that. Like, I got a...
For that, it's more of a, we like the environment. I would say, like, we already know, it's that pretzel.
No, that's what I was going to talk about.
The pretzel charcuterie board.
Yeah, like, I got
sitting outside.
Last time that we were... So, if you don't know, Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar is located right next to the Boathouse in the landing section of Disney Springs. It is themed to Jock Lindsay's... themed to be Jock Lindsay's hangar from the Indiana Jones movies. And so there's a lot of fun theming and stuff throughout the restaurant. If you go outside, there's a boat outside that you can sit in as well. And then
right... We timed it perfect one time when the band playing outside
at
night. And we had that pretzel charcuterie board and it was perfect.
Yeah, so they have the...
only
like,
after like 5 or 6 o'clock, just so you know.
They have several different appetizers. Tony's talking about the Air Pirates cargo loaded pretzel. So it's got prosciutto, sliced brats, salami, cheddar, caraway pickles, spicy mustard, and a beer cheese fondue. And of course, like a huge pretzel. Like the pretzel is kind of surrounding everything. And then I got I've gotten there like the Scottish Professor, which is kind of like, I was trying to get into drinking whiskey. And that was kind of like drinking a Long Island. It was not what I was thinking it was. But they have a lot of different drinks there too. You can get, like, it's a full bar, so you can just get whatever you would like to drink there. But it's not going to be like some type of like, what do you call it, like a craft bar that where you're gonna get like the big ice cube with like their name stamped in it or something like that. But
no, it's more of a casual place,
right?
That's just, I think it's supposed to be.
Yeah, no, definitely it's supposed to be like that.
There's no huge menu or anything. It's just more kind of like
casual drinks,
I guess. Basic.
Yeah, during the holidays they have like Jock Lindsay's. I think it's called Jock Lindsay's Holiday Bar. We haven't been there for that or anything like that. We obviously didn't go this past trip because we had the girls with us. But it's family friendly. You can take your kids in there, but we just had Parker stroller outside. So because it's more of a lounge. All of these places at Disney Springs where you can grab drinks from are more of like a lounge. But my alternative, because I figured you were going with Jock Lindsay's, was actually Raglan Road that you were dogging on. So Raglan Road, as Tony already talked about, is in the landing section of Disney Springs. Do we want to go eat there for dinner? No. Part of the reason is also too, it's really loud in there like for dinner, but we've gone and sat at the bar there before and that was really fun. So you can sit at the bar and...
We went at the bar and we've literally been in the first seat in front of the stage.
Yeah.
And the noise level is about the same.
Right, but like...
Don't expect to go be having a... romantic
if you're going to just grab a drink, like that's fine to me, like for it to be loud.
That was awkward.
If you're going for dinner and you're trying to like have a conversation, it's not. It was yeah, it was not.
We're looking at everybody else trying to, you know, see what they're doing because we couldn't talk anyway.
We just went there and grabbed a drink before, and that's kind of what I would recommend doing. Okay, next one. Your favorite place to grab a dessert during your...
Gideon's.
You haven't even been there yet.
I know, but that's what everybody wants to hear.
What? We talk about how you should not go to Gideon's. You should go to the other Gideon's location in Orlando.
Exactly. So, salt and straw.
Okay, so Gideon serves the famously, what, quarter pound cookies, half pound cookies?
Never know.
We've never eaten
never
them.
Never been inside, never seen inside. We peek inside when the door opens and that's it.
Yeah. But Salt and Straw is your actual location.
But if you want to actually rule like the best dessert, it's going to be at your table service locations.
That's true.
So, I mean, other than that, you're going to have like good ice creams and different things and like fudge and
candy.
That's
a good point.
But it's at wherever you're eating dinner at.
Yeah, there's a lot of different dessert places that you can get. There's like Swirls on the Water where you can get Dole Whips from. There's Salt and Straw, which is kind of like a very unique ice cream location. They'll have like different themed ice creams, like one with like strawberry honey balsamic with black pepper, or ice cream that has olive oil in it or something like that. We've gotten their dairy-free ice cream before, and it was really good. You got, like, it was like a peanut butter or chocolate or something like that.
Yeah, that and the donut place next to it.
Oh, so Salt and Straw is located in the west side of Disney Springs. It's right next to the M&M store. The donut store that Tony's talking about is Everglazed. We've never actually gotten donuts there.
It's more like for your kid-style good desserts. But if you want actually like a delicate dessert, like it's going to be at the place you go eat dinner at.
That's true. Yeah, I guess like, have we ever had dessert from the Boathouse before?
I was trying to remember what we got because it's been a minute. But they're always going to be the best.
Yeah, and then like...
Probably like, kind of brownie or something.
Raglan Road is kind of famous for their like bread pudding that they have there. So you could just go to Raglan Road and get like a dessert if you're with your family. Like just sit down, like go later in the evening so they're not have like as long of a wait. Or go and sit at the bar and ask for the dessert. The one that I actually chose was Erin McKenna's Bakery, mainly because Erin McKenna's is, since I eat gluten-free, everything in there, it's a completely gluten-free bakery. It's gluten-free, it's vegan, so it's dairy-free. It's also free of a lot of allergens. So if you or someone in your party has allergies, you can go in there and you can get... whatever you want. Like, we've gone in there before. We got coffee cake. It was during the 50th, and I think we got some type of cupcake. We got, another cake. We basically, got a bunch of pastries to take back to our resort room, and then we were just gonna eat them throughout our trip. Did we actually eat them? No, because we totally forgot. But we had them in the room and we could have eaten them, and they were really good. So you can go in there. I like it. It's really unique in the fact that you're not gonna find like those gluten-free treats all over Disney World. Or yeah, I'm sorry, not all over, that's everywhere.
Nice Disney, because they can like they come out to everybody.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I misspoke on that. You're gonna find, you find those unique treats at Disney World, you're not gonna find them anywhere else.
So I found the desserts at Boathouse.
What?
They have a bread pudding, caramel apple bread pudding.
I don't think we've had that.
Blackberry cheesecake.
I think maybe we've had that.
Key lime pie.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Triple chocolate layer cake. Macadamia turtle pie. So it actually doesn't, like, well, actually, these all serve, the last three serve two.
Oh.
So a little more pricey. Like $27, but they serve, I guess, it's a huge portion.
Right.
And I feel like these are rotating or something, because I don't feel like we've ever seen these ones.
Oh, I feel like we had some type of cheesecake when we went there, though.
If it was blackberry, I probably would have gotten that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Caramel apple bread pudding. Yeah. I feel like they definitely rotate these things out, too.
Yeah. But
if you want the best, it's got to be the table service place you go to.
That's true. I'm sure that all of the table service dining locations, there's several, like, signature locations at Disney Springs, too, that you can get desserts from.
And it's from $10 to $27, but the last ones are serving two people.
How much is, what's the one that's $10?
Caramel apple bread pudding is $10. The blackberry cheesecake is $10. You're going to spend that on ice cream anyway.
Right.
Key lime pie says it serves two, that's 14. The triple chocolate layer cake is 26, and the turtle pie is 27. It says serves two people. So you're going to spend almost $10 on any, almost any dessert, maybe $8 to $10.
Salt and Straw is, so I'm looking at the vending price right now. Salt and Straw, if you get a single scoop of ice cream, it's $7.25. If you get a double scoop, it's $9.95. But then if you get like a waffle cone, it's $2.15, yeah. Or like sprinkles or anything like same that, it's price. A 50 cents. So, yeah, no, it's the same price. I agree. I think that that's probably the best option at Disney Springs. There's also some really fun locations at Disney Springs that we've never been to before, like the T-Rex location, which is themed to obviously have dinosaurs in it, and there's like dinosaur animatronics in it, really cool theming and stuff like that. There's also Rainforest Cafe, which I'm not a big fan of because you can eat Rainforest Cafes across the country. But the cool thing about this Rainforest Cafe is the outside of the building is themed to be a volcano. And every, what, 20 minutes a volcano erupts?
That was like one of the biggest hits when we first went there.
Yeah, we loved that.
Like, you've got to be there at night.
I was going to say, you got to be there at night. This past time we were.
There was a guy playing guitar across the pond at the margarita place. Uh-huh. And we're sitting there like,
no Dockside Margaritas.
No way, it's going off again.
I forgot about Dockside Margaritas. I like grabbing a drink there too, because Dockside Margaritas is located right across from World of Disney, and it's along the water. It's just really relaxing. It's just a like a little stand where you can grab a drink from. You usually have somebody playing like cover band music, like, and it's just really fun. Like if you go around like sunset or something like that, it's so relaxing to sit out there and listen to music. They also typically have like live music playing at different locations throughout, like we said. The area next to the boathouse has like a little bit of an amphitheater that they have live music at. There's a really fun like traveling pianist. It's a piano that's on
pianist.
What is it? It's a piano that's on like wheels and it's like motorized.
You probably decide that.
Yeah, and they'll be playing like different songs going through Disney Springs. Typically, those are themed to Disney music. But, like, the cover bands and stuff aren't themed to Disney music. And we've sat outside of Jock Lindsey's before and, like, watched older people, like, dance around at the amphitheater. And
still, my bucket list is the huge slice of pizza I've never gotten over there.
Oh, at Maria and Enzo's?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Comment, like, share, tag, whatever. If you've had that guy, because every single time we go there, I want that.
It's the Roman pizza, right?
We either just ate something or we're on the way to eat something, and I've never gotten it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so much fun stuff to do at Disney Springs. We have been there for the Super Bowl before. We've eaten at Splitsville during the game and watched the game there. You can also go bowling at Splitsville. You can take one of the Amphicars out on the water with somebody, of course, driving it from the boathouse. That's really fun.
Drive it.
Yeah, they won't let you drive it. It's a old vintage car that rides out on the lake. You can do, there's so many different opportunities for things that you can do at Disney Springs. And we've gone there, like we said, we've gone there for an evening before. We've gone there, this past trip we went there, like that morning, spent like half a day.
That's what we've learned though now, because we have to slow down with the girls.
Is right. Like,
slow down and take your time.
Yeah.
I mean, just walk through. We know we're not even going to buy anything in half of these places. We don't.
Right.
Just like walk through it, grab a drink, whatever. And it's just like, you know, do an activity somewhere. Just like, you know, just try something new. I think that's what we have for tonight.
Yes, that is what we have. So that is going to do it for this week's episode. As always, be sure to give us a follow at the Double Dose of Disney fam on both Instagram and TikTok to keep the fun rolling. Please leave us a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform. That goes so far to help us continue growing our audience. We will see you right back here next week. But actually, as a disclaimer, we have a second episode that's coming out this week, talking all about our trip recap with the girls, things that we did to plan for our trip, and how you can make the best of how you can have a fun vacation with babies at Disney.
Yep, so we'll be having like double episodes for, I don't know,
the foreseeable future. We're going back to Disney in May, so we're hoping to kind of like amp up all that content, you know?
We'll see ya.
Bye.